AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Navy reports a hacking incident involving lots of current and former sailors.
The Navy says names, social security numbers, and other sensitive data of more than 134,000 current and former sailors have been compromised. This after a contractor's laptop was hacked. Hewlett-Packard Enterprises told the Navy about the breach late last month. Vice Admiral Robert Burke says the Navy is still in the early stages of its investigation. There's no word on who the hackers are, and there's no evidence yet that the information has been misused. But the Navy has begun notifying affected personnel and is looking into credit monitoring services. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The death toll from the collapse of scaffolding at a construction site in eastern China has risen to 74. State media says it's the country's worst workplace accident in over 2 years. Four inmates cut their way through the bars of a second-story window last night and rappelled down the side of the Santa Clara County, California jail using a makeshift rope of bedding and clothing. Two of the men were recaptured just outside the jail after they escaped, but the other two are still on the lam tonight. There were no security scares at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City, just a lot of fun for 3.5 million people who lined the parade route. Balloon handlers like Jerry Hamm and Brighton Saunders also enjoyed themselves.
It's a great experience. It's been a tradition of mine to do every year, and I will continue to do it probably until I can't give any more.
This is my first year being a balloon holder, and I grew up coming to the city watching the parade every year, so this is really a dream come true.
After enjoying the Thanksgiving turkey today, some Americans hit the stores for what retailers hope will be a new tradition to start the holiday shopping season. Throngs of shoppers lined up at Macy's Herald Square shop in Manhattan for its opening tonight. This is AP Radio News. An estimated 2,500 people, many of them from poor families, will sleep well tonight. Their stomachs are full. AP correspondent Steve Coleman reports they're stuffed like the turkeys they ate today at a Christian rescue mission in Washington, D.C.
Pastor William Spence is a chaplain at Washington's Central Union Mission, which mainly serves homeless men.
But on days like this, we open up to families to come in who may be struggling and in need of some joy and some encouragement.
The mission has chapel services, but they're not mandatory.
You don't have to stay here to listen to our message at all. We just care about meeting your needs.
With hundreds of volunteers serving Thanksgiving meals that include food donated by some of the city's best restaurants and markets. Steve Coleman, Washington.
Firefighters were called to help a woman in labor in a car on a suburban New York highway this afternoon, but the baby was born before they got there, 6 minutes later. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.